Dr. Ashley Keith is with Crossroads Veterinary Clinic over in Versailles. Hey, good morning, Dr. Keith.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing well. I understand we're going to start this morning. You have a comment concerning that terrible cattle truck fire on I-64.
Yeah, just an update. I'm sure it impacted a lot of your listeners yesterday as they headed off to work. It was about 5:30, 6 o'clock yesterday morning. 86 head of cattle were on their way to St. Louis, and apparently the axle and subsequently the tires caught fire on the back part of the rig or the trailer, and held up traffic till, I don't know, mid-morning, 10 o'clock, 10:30, something like that, on 64 West heading to, he was heading to St. Louis, but the interstate heading to Louisville. So, like I said, I'm sure some of your listeners were impacted by that. I think everything was cleared up about 10 o'clock. Amazing, of the 86, they only had to euthanize four of them.
Wow.
Pretty good work by, you know, the veterinarian over at Frankfurt and traffic department and the state, you know, patrol and state police. But, yeah, that was kind of an amazing thing. I don't know how that happened, but the axle apparently caught fire somehow.
Wow.
And then, of course, spread to the tires, which created a big mess. But only four out of 86 had to be euthanized. It's sad
that's
to say
good.
That.
But it's sad, but that's good.
Worse.
Yeah, it could have been much worse. Let's talk about coyotes in Kentucky. We got them, don't
we? Oh, yeah. We get questions about that pretty regularly. Most people, you know, even at the in urban areas are beginning to at least hear them from time to time. Coyotes are, you know, a super adaptable species, and you know, they're not going to go anywhere because they're harvesting on you know, their meals are usually small rodents, you know, rats, mice, you know, raccoons, things like that. But they're beginning to encroach and get more brave, it appears, in, you know, the urban areas. And we've, in our practice, we've had several entanglements. Dogs, you know, seeing these animals usually at night and wanting to fend them off, and, you know, will charge them and attack them. Usually, you know, they'll run, but it seems like the little dogs tend to be the most brave. I don't know why that is, but the animals that I've had to sew up and put back together have been, you know, Jack Russell Terriers and,
yeah,
and small dogs more than anything. But, you know, they do provide an important part of the ecosystem. They take care of rabbits and rodents and things like that. So they do have a vital part of our ecosystem. And generally what we think is for every one that you see, there's probably 10 or 12 more out there.
Wow.
So they're encroaching. People have questions about it all the time. They're not going to bother people more than often. And, you know, just want to keep your small dogs up and away for any potential activity that you've heard or seen around your neighborhood. Or, you know, if you're in the county, in the rural areas, you're certainly going to see them more. But they're usually going to stay away. They're getting brave, and they're in, you know, moving into areas as we, you know, take up their habitat, you know,
right,
with expansion. So
right.
People ask about it all the time, and it's they're not going to bother people very much.
Dr.
Usually
Ashley,
small dogs.
Thank you very much, Dr. Keith. Appreciate it.
Hey, buddy.